Greetings to each one in the precious name of Jesus Christ. This is Levi Stalsa sharing with you from Georgia. This week we've been going through lessons from the book of Daniel, and I'd like to finish it off with Daniel chapter 9, Daniel's prayer for his people. As you read down through that chapter, we see Daniel interceding for his people. And it's amazing to me how Daniel takes full responsibility of the actions of his people. Verse 5, it says, we have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgment. Now, I don't know if these chapters of Daniel are in sequence, if just the way they happen, but I find it interesting. Here's a man that has went through the fire. If you look at the accounts of Daniel, how many times they wanted to get rid of him, tried to throw him in the den of lions, tried to he got threatened to be killed, again and again they wanted to eliminate him. And I find it interesting. Here's a man that I believe was walking with God. Here's a man that I think we could probably say that there was not a lot of need to ask for forgiveness, but he takes the responsibility of praying for his people. And that's an encouragement that I'd like to encourage each one of us to pray for our people, to pray for those around us, even when we pray for the nation. You know, we can look at and say, well, we're Christians. We are separate from the world. But, you know, I think there's a time for us to fall down on our face and cry out to God for our nation. I think there's a time to fall down on our faces and cry out for maybe another family member. Let's say there's a family member that is that needs prayer. And there's a time for us to take, in a sense, responsibility for the things that people do. And for just like, as I mentioned, for the country, you know, no, we're not the ones that are out walking in sin, in drugs, in abortions, and transgender, and all of that. But you know what? We live in a country that we are part of, so it's like our people. So I feel something that we can learn from the book of Daniel is the way he cried out for his people. It's just a chapter 9 is just a beautiful chapter as we read through it and just see the way what he said to the Lord and how the Lord heard his prayers. You know, it's interesting how God just answered the prayers of Daniel. It's just a beautiful chapter, and I'd like to just finish this week's of daily devotion with an encouragement for you all to pray for those around you. To sometimes it's easy for us to look at the world as, oh, we're Christians and they're not, so they're a complete separate thing. No, we're all in this world together, and even the church, you know, sometimes there might be people that are struggling and maybe not having victory, and it's very easy for us to separate ourselves and just look at life as we're not where they are. But, you know, God forbid that we would not bear the burdens of one another, but that we would just carry the burdens of our friends, our neighbors, and those to the Lord, and just let the Lord know that we care for those around us. The Lord bless you. I just hope these few small words that I shared with you from the book of Daniel would inspire you to be more like Daniel, that it would inspire us to have a love for others, even when they're not lovely. It would inspire us to walk in truth. It would inspire us to walk more like Jesus. You know, the accounts of Daniel, I just have to think of Christ, how he just walked upright. Even though the people didn't like him, he still walked upright and just. The Lord bless you all.